All right, folks, time for another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook here on WXBC. And we love Mexican food.
Oh, we do.
We just do.
We love Mexican food and Italian food and German food and good old Southern food.
Good old Southern food. Ball and Cajun food on occasion.
Is there anything else? Let's see. I like Indian all right.
I love Indian. I'm obsessed with Vietnamese food right now. I'm obsessed with it.
Well, I'm eating some I like and some I didn't. And some Korean. I love sake blue and Louisville.
Oh, I love Korean food.
That's good.
I love food.
I like food.
That's
why we like biscuits and gravy and fried chicken.
That's why I can't drive little bitty sports cars. I like food too much.
Oh, no, I can understand that. I got a creamy pepper jack chicken enchiladas.
Oh, that sounds good.
I think that's good. These are creamy pepper jack chicken enchiladas to die for. So cheesy and creamy.
Oh.
Those two words just seem to...
I'm sold.
You take four chicken breasts cooked and cut in bite-sized pieces. 10.5-ounce canned cream of chicken soup. I think that's a Campbell's soup can. You know, I'm not real picky about measurements. I just sort of dump in.
Dump.
A pint of sour cream. 4-ounce can of Ortego green chilies chopped. 1/2 cup chopped green onions. And 9 medium-sized tortillas, 3/4 pound grated pepper jack cheese, and 1/4 pound grated cheddar cheese.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, that pepper jack comes in a pound sack, so you're going to pull out 1/4 of it.
No, let her rip.
In a large bowl, combine the soup, sour cream, chilies, onions, and pepper jack cheese together. Take out and set aside 2 cups of this. Add the chicken pieces to the original bowl and mix together. Spray a 9x13 pan with cooking spray. Layer the bottom of the pan with 3 tortillas ripped into 4s. Spread 1/2 of the chicken mixture over the tortillas. Rip 3 more tortillas up and layer over the chicken mixture. Spread the rest of the chicken mixture over the tortillas. Layer with 3 more torn tortillas. That's easy to say, isn't it? Pour the 2 cups of sauce over the top of the tortillas and top with cheddar cheese. Bake at 350 degrees for 40 minutes. Top with a dollop of sour cream and guacamole.
Dollop. Define dollop.
And then you really need some pico de gallo to go on there, too. A dollop.
Dollop sounds so dainty, doesn't
okay,
it?
Okay, just a little dollop.
Just put a big slug, yeah. Big slug on it.
Turn the can upside down and see how much falls out. That's good. I do my creamy, cheesy stuff.
Oh, yeah. Especially when we got those peppers. Whereas, you know, I'm a green chili fanatic.
Oh, I love green chili.
Have you got any left over from your trip last year? Did you get any Hatch chilies last year?
I brought red ones home.
Oh, those things.
And there's
so
a story
good.
About those, too. I still have one bunch of them. I brought a wreath, and then I bought a hanging hank of them.
Right.
And the hanging hank is still over in front of my stove, hanging on the front of the stove. But the wreath I had over somewhere else in the kitchen. Well, I kept seeing all these little... boogies flying around.
Uh-oh.
I'd had it a good while, you know. And it was hanging close to the stove, too. So one day I reach up and take hold of that. I guess all them little boogies was in those peppers.
Oh, no.
And they hatched. I mean, tell you, I got on Amazon and ordered Dr. Somebody's fruit fly traps or grain weevil traps.
You may have introduced a whole new species of fly to the
Commonwealth
of Kentucky.
I caught a whole lot in these little trap things. I'm really good on varmints. Oh, you should have been down home yesterday morning. I wish you'd have been there. I'd have called you. Chuck's out of town. Chuck comes by a couple times a week and does things for me. And he had set my mouse traps.
Uh-oh.
So we've caught several, but we hadn't caught any for a long time. And so the other day I thought, well, there might be some more. So I set out a trap, baited with peanut butter. And then I took a sticky and put a glob in the peanut butter.
Oh, yeah, they can't resist it.
Well, it'd been sitting out there for, you know, I take it in when I have company because I don't really like it to see. I don't like mice. I don't know if you are aware of that.
I've heard rumors.
Heard rumors, and I didn't. Well, yesterday morning, didn't feel very good. Got up, you know, went in there, made my coffee, you know, and my gown flopping around. Look over there. There is a mouse who has managed to get in the trap and drag the trap over on the sticky. I mean, he's dead because the trap just, that was it.
But so I think he double did it. He was suicidal.
I can't leave that laying there till Chuck gets back, because it might be another week.
Right.
So I thought, and, you know, dead mice kill a lot of women, and I wasn't going to get that close to it. I wish a video of this would really be good. So I couldn't decide what to do. I got as close as I could, and I could see he was really dead. Because, you know, you got a wire trap down around your neck, you don't look too good. And then you're laying in a sticky, too. So anyway, I thought, well, I used to take the Swifter. You got time to hear the story?
Sure.
I used to take the Swifter and hit it on the sticky, you know, on the end of the Swifter, and then go out in the yard carrying the mouse and the sticky on the end of the Swifter. Because that way I'm 5 feet away.
Right, right. That well, dead mouse ain't going to get you then.
I couldn't find a Swifter. So I bought several years ago one of these grippers, you know, so that I could get things up. I used to keep my cookbooks on the top of my cabinets, and I can't get up there. I don't get up on the cabinet and get them, you know, like I would one time. So I had that gripper. You
Your
know,
go-go gadget arm.
Yeah, so I used that to get my cookbooks down. And so I had seen that in the closet one day. So I go get the gripper. There I am in my gown, barefooted. Maybe I put my shoes on by then. No, I was still barefoot. And there I am sneaking up on that mouse. He's not moving. He's not looking at me. His eyes are a little bugged out. He don't look good. But it would have been a video worth seeing.
And if somebody...
I managed to get it with that gripper. I put the wastebasket in front of the counter and pulled it off. Well, the thing on the gripper stuck to the sticky, so I had to pull that back.
That sticky stuff is sticky.
It's sticky, but it was bad. I said I'm going to get this system for all my neighbors. I got the best neighbors and everybody I'll do for it. I'm going to get a system where I hang a white cloth out there with a mouse on it. And that way, if Tony Masterson,
Barrett,
James Richardson, Charles, Jeremy Armstrong, you know, they all would do things for me and come by.
Sure.
And if I had the white cloth, it means there's a mouse that needs empty.
I love it.
It was good. Anyway, let's go. Let's make some peanut banana fluff.
Sounds good.
Lee's going to kill me. I've seen this two or three times lately on Facebook, and I've made this before. But, you know, it just really sounded cool and good. And after you had that Mexican, those chilies and stuff.
Something to cool you off a little bit.
It's 1 3/4 ounce vanilla instant pudding mix. Everybody's had this recipe, but I hadn't thought about it for a long time. Or even this one, there's one with orange, and there's all various kinds. A 20-ounce can of crushed pineapple, don't drain it. An 8-ounce container of Cool Whip. And the person had the recipe used light, which you can't tell much difference in that. And if you've got some rum extract, a tablespoon of rum extract, that's where the pina colada comes in.
Okay.
2 cups of miniature marshmallows, 1 cup shredded sweet coconut, and 1/2 cup of chopped nuts that you like, pecans I would use. You combine the pudding mix, the entire can of crushed pineapple, and stir completely combined, and just fold in the Cool Whip, rum extract, marshmallows, coconut, and nuts, and chill it to it's ready
sounds
to serve.
Good. I'm longing for summertime anyway.
Yeah, and that just sounds, after eating something Mexican, you know, some of these Mexican dishes we make, that'd just really be, with pina colada, I don't know if that's, yeah, that's Mexican, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, if Amy tunes in, I want her to know she made my month. Back we had a little skiff of snow, and there's a YouTube video, folks. If you want to know how Sammy and I feel about winter, just Google "baby hates snow." I believe that's the one. They ask the baby if it likes snow, and it cries and screams no. I've been thinking about summer.
And Amy
sent
me maybe that on Facebook.
And she said, "Here's Aunt Sammy." I was like, "Oh, you've got us both pegged. That's why we're friends."
It's been such a good year so far.
It sure has.
And I have a lot of friends who really want snow, and I understand.
And they're crazy. We love them anyway.
You know, we don't agree about a lot of things. We maybe don't agree about politics.
We can still be friends.
But I love them anyway. I have to explain to them why I don't like snow. So, anyway.
I don't even know why I hate it so bad, because I'm a summertime boy. What? I wish I was at the Floribama right now with flip-flops on,
eating oysters. Go home and sit out there on my back patio and
have
me a little cold glass of some kind of libation. Watch the birds and
read the new gardening guide.
Right.
Make me sweat a little bit. I'm all for
Sounds
it.
Sounds good.
It does.
Okay, and I got a BLT macaroni salad recipe. You think I should say that the next time?
Yes, no, that sounds summery. We got time for that.
It's a tasty macaroni salad with all the flavors of a BLT. 16 ounces of elbow macaroni uncooked, 3/4 cup mayonnaise, 1/4 cup sour cream, 3 tablespoons rice vinegar, 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 1/2 teaspoons ground black pepper, 8 pieces of bacon crumbled. I don't know why they always have 8 pieces of bacon. I mean, why not 10 or 12? 1 cup seeded and diced tomato, and 1 cup roughly chopped baby spinach. And you just cook your macaroni according to directions and drain it and mix together everything else and toss with the macaroni and combined and
Sounds
chill
good.
It till ready to eat.
Good cool. I love a good cool pasta salad.
You know, it's got a cup of tomato in it, but I'd really like that in the summer when we got our big old tomatoes and just put two big old slices and set that on top of it.
That sounds good to me.
Don't that sound good?
I'm longing for summer.
We've only got February short, Paul. It's only 28 days.
I can't fuss. If it's 30, I'd freak out.
And you know, March,
one day it's bluegill fishing, and the next day it's ice fishing.
It's snow. You know, man, but we've been had a good winter so far this year.
We have, indeed.
Well, a good Sammy winter. I guess a lot of people don't like it.
We're going to make it to spring. We'll be eating fresh tomatoes before you know it,
Sammy. I can't wait.
Well, folks, if you have any recipes you'd like to get from Sammy or any you'd like to share, you can email her, SammyQ@bbtail.com. You can email the station, WXBC@bbtail.com. And until next time.
Don't ever trust that skinny cook, whether she's Italian or Mexican or Cajun or whatever.